We are definitely into the summer season now. Of course, the Sharon Playhouse is well into their first production. They have much more coming up. Of course, in the Berkshires, you have Tanglewood in full stride, Shakespeare and Company also going full guns, the Warner Theater with their plays and shows. And it also means that we have to start gearing up for the Litchfield Jazz Festival, which is coming up. Hard to believe, the 23rd annual. We'll talk about that in a second. The Litchfield Jazz Festival this year coming up July 28th and 29th at the Goshen Fairgrounds. And with us this morning, we have Vita Muir, who basically is just the boss and the head of all this. Vita, good morning.
Good morning. Chief cook and bottle washer, founder, cleaner up of peanut shells on the grounds.
It's funny because, you know, with Jill and I here, you're a 501c3, we're a 501c3, and it looks like we're huge operations, but basically the bottom line comes down, we put a lot of hours putting these things on.
Indeed.
23 years, can you believe it?
No. I was thinking when I heard you say it, it makes me feel old. No, it makes me feel young, actually. 23 years and we're still doing it. I'm still doing it. It's great stuff.
You know, I say that to myself. I'm entering my 49th year of broadcasting, and I say,
wow.
It sounds, but you know what? I feel every bit as energetic and
yeah,
looking forward to the next day as the first day I started. So
it's magic.
Yeah, it really is.
And I have the bonus of watching these kids grow up and show up on my stage as stars.
Isn't that amazing? And then move on and become real, real big stars.
I think, you know,
we could talk about the Jazz Festival itself, the 20th and 29th, but the things I remember and think about it is exactly that. The purpose why the Litchfield Jazz Festival exists and the amount of young people that it has actually helped forward and move them further in the direction that they want to go with jazz and music.
It's thousands. It's 250 to 300 plus kids every summer after summer for 22 years at Litchfield Jazz Camp, which is now in at the Gunnery in Washington.
And I think people tend to lose sight of that, the very important fact that without the actual Litchfield Jazz Festival, none of this or anything else that you do educationally-wise is possible.
In a sense, yes, because certainly not in a financial sense,
yep,
but in an inspirational sense.
Yeah. I mean, the image of Litchfield Jazz Festival and the ability to see incredible jazz as a youngster is very important. I mean, they do this at Hotchkiss, they do this at every good school. The more you expose children and students to what they're interested in and the high quality of it, the better off they perform.
Yeah, and this is total immersion stuff, so it just never goes away. These kids come, they grow up here, they stay here, they go out into the world, they come back, they teach, they pass it on, they hire each other. It's just, it's wonderful.
And the jazz camp actually runs beginning July 1st, so it's not that far away at the Gunnery. So let's get to the festival itself, because you're back at the Goshen Fairgrounds, and you've got this... Correct me if I'm wrong. Is a different kind of different date for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Newport decided, in its infinite wisdom, to pardon the sarcasm, to put their festival on the weekend we had traditionally used, and that was not fun for us last year. And when they announced they were going to do it again, we said, "Well, we can't do that." So we moved it back into July. So we're on the last weekend of July for the festival. And as it always is scheduled, the day the camp stops teaching, the festival comes up, and the kids play there and get the opportunity to listen to, on their own stage, of course, and get the opportunity to listen to all these wonderful people.
So the Litchfield Jazz Festival, once again, the Goshen Fairground, the 28th and 29th. And by the way, Rita, I think you're going to have better weather a little bit earlier.
I have not looked. I've given up looking, Marshall. I don't need to torment my soul with things I can do nothing to change.
I know. So let's talk about the 2 days of the Jazz Festival, some of the additions, who you have performing, and when they'll be performing.
Sure. We're opening this year with our jazz brunch. We started that 3 years ago, and it was on Sunday morning. And I don't like the idea of interfering with people's religious obligations. And we have a lot of kids who come from a long distance who have to leave, and then they miss Sunday, and I don't like that. And I want the best and brightest at the brunch. Our top students play at the jazz brunch. So we're doing it at 11 o'clock in the morning on July 28th, and I hope lots and lots of people come. They did last year. I'd like to see a few more this year. Then we open with Yoko Miwa. Yoko's a fabulous pianist who I have to give Mike Gao credit for. Mike is our master of ceremonies, who's started out years back as a smooth jazz guy and then got infected by the real deal through his association with me in the festival, and runs his own series all year long in Waterbury, which is wonderful. And I heard her play there about 3 years ago, and I watched her for all that time, and heard her last recording, which was great, and I said, okay, this is it. She's coming to the festival. Then we have a tradition, which we call the Litchfield Jazz Orchestra, and this year we have Zakai Curtis doing the leading and the arranging and so forth, and it's going to be a Latin jazz band. That's the first time, excuse me, we've done that. Steve Johns is in that group, and Avery Sharp, and Don Braden, and Jean Kaz, and you name it. And a wonderful young singer who's been, here we go again, who was just out of a year out of Frost School in Miami, Melinda Rodriguez, who's been coming in as a TA for us and is definitely ready for the stage, so she's going to be the vocalist there. We follow that with Trio de Paz making, I think, a third visit to the festival with the Homero Lubombo and the Duca de Fonseca and Nilsson Manta, wonderful, wonderful group, celebrating their 30th anniversary, just celebrated their 30th anniversary. And I found them in New York many years ago at 2 o'clock in the morning at an education conference. And when Homero reappeared, I couldn't find them after that. They had no business cards. I didn't know where they were. And Homero reappeared with I'm forgetting who now, but anyway, there he was on stage, and I went up to him, and I'm thinking, he's Brazilian, I think. He's from Brazil. What do I know? And I asked him, will he be likely to be back in the country next summer? And he says to me, you have to just forgive me for this, but I have to tell you the truth. I live in New Jersey. And that was the beginning of a lovely relationship. Right after that, at 6 o'clock on Saturday, 6-ish, Dan Brubeck is coming, doing a tribute with his quartet. He's coming in from Vancouver to his mother and father, to the music of his father and the lyrics of his mother. He made a wonderful recording of this music, and I couldn't stop playing it, so I picked up the phone and said, hey, Dan, two years ago, and I said, how would you like to come and play this at the festival? And his sister and my friend Catherine lives in Connecticut, so it's a lovely sort of homecoming for everybody. And then we closed that day with Jeff Tane Watts, who's, as you know, Miles, one of the best, Marshall Miles. Why am I doing that? Because I have an agent friend whose first name is Miles.
Hey, first name, last name, don't worry about it.
Jeff is a fabulous drummer, and he's playing with Paul Ballenbach, who's a longtime terrific guitarist. It just is a trio. And Paul has taught at Litchfield Jazz Camp probably for 15 years, and is just stunning. Then we move into Sunday when we start at noon with Chris Allen, who is now a big grown-up fancy instructor at Williams College. And he's, here we go again. He started with us as a young faculty member at age 26, and he's playing in this band with Robin Betas, who was a student of ours when he was 12 or 13 years old. He's a grown-up now and out there in the world, and it goes around and comes around and continues. Following that, I'm doing something that I've never actually done before, and I'm I'm not doing it on the main stage, but I'm doing it on the second stage. Brandon Goldberg, who is an extraordinary pianist, who is 12 years old, and I know this sounds a little off the wall, but he's 12 years old. He started at camp pretty, very advanced with us when he was 10. I put him as a special guest with Chris Allen's wife, Jen, who led the orchestra last year. And I've watched this child move along at ludicrous speed. So he's going to do his own set on the second stage with two of our teachers and wonderful musicians. And that is something not to be missed. Right after, just after 1 o'clock, when Chris's set wraps up.
Yeah, I just want to remind people we're speaking with Vera Muir at the Litchfield Jazz Festival, the festival, the 28th and 29th of July, LitchfieldJazzFest.com on the web. Have a couple minutes left. What's set for the second day?
We're in the second day.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say,
yeah.
And Sunday.
Yeah.
So we start with Chris.
Yeah.
Then we have Brandon on the second stage, back to the main stage with Doug Monroe and his La Pompe Attack, which is a fabulous tribute to his great uncle, Harry Warren. Harry Warren of 42nd Street, I Only Have Eyes for You. And I thought, well, as long as we're doing this, we might as well just go totally over the top. And we have tap dancers as well. Matthew Westerby and Dylan Baker, who worked with us in education projects for the last probably 10 years. Then we move on to Emmett Cohen's trio with Jimmy Cobb. Emmett started a series of relationships and then recordings with some of the greats. Jimmy was his first. He's done Ron Carter, and he keeps moving on. Emmett was a student when he was 15 years old at jazz camp, decided then and there, I think in his second year, this was where he was going to make his life in jazz. He's a wonderful, wonderful piano player. And then we close our day with the glorious Jane Bennett and McKay. Oh, I skipped Orrin Evans. I'm sorry. Orrin Evans is there doing a tribute to the terrific Trudy Pitts, Ralph Peterson on drums, and the day closes with Jane and McKay. McKay is a band of young Cuban musicians that Jane plucked out of college 7 years ago and has been on the road with them, won a Grammy nomination with them this year, and they're phenomenal. So it's a terrific way to end the festival.
That is the 23rd annual Litchfield Jazz Festival, July 28th and 29th in Goshen, Connecticut. Once again, tickets and more information are available at LitchfieldJazzFest.org. And the jazz camp is actually going to start on the 1st and run to right up to the festival itself, right?
Yes, and at the Jazz Festival camp, every night of the week, we have faculty concerts there at the auditorium at the Gunnery. They're open to the public, and they're free.
All right. Rita, good luck, and good luck with the weather, and have a great time this year on the 28th and 29th.
Thank you, Marshall. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome. That is the Litchfield Jazz Festival, litchfieldjazzfest.org.